The viral clip shows the badge of a postal worker, with his name and face blurred out. The worker says he was instructed to take late mail-in ballots that arrived Wednesday and postmark them as though they came in on election day. In the recording, his voice has been altered.
That's sketchy. I don't like sketchy. It screams corruption. Also, knowing the post office's leanings politically, it didn't seem quite right.
County Clerk Bonnie Steele says this accusation doesn't make sense, because in Michigan, ballots have to be at the clerk's office by election night, or they just aren't counted.
They weren't in the local clerk's hands by 8 o'clock p.m. on November 3rd, so whatever postmark they put on there doesn't matter because they weren't in the clerk's hands.
And this video alleging voter fraud comes from a group called Project Veritas. They're a far-right organization.
Project Veritas is masquerading as a journalistic outfit when it really is functionally just a political dirty tricks organization.
Charles Seif is a journalism professor at New York University. He says the group has promoted the idea of voter fraud for years. The Office of the Inspector General is taking this seriously, though. Officials visited the post office branch Thursday, according to 9 and 10 News. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.